Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is your girl, Hollywoods of Hartford, and this is another episode of the Hill Skills and Thrill Show. Today's show is focused on the big F. Yes, we're talking about financing. And I have my guest, David Broder. He is a financial planner and estate planner, and he will be helping us discuss some of those questions.
Pardon the distraction. That was not today's episode. Today's episode is purely about burlesque at its best. That was an old episode, and feel free to download or check that out. That was definitely something you should listen to if you haven't been an avid listener to my show. I had David Broder on. We were talking about, for the exotic entertainment industry, the best way to save and invest your money. So check that episode out. But today is purely about the burlesque and the upcoming show we have at Comics Roadhouse in Mohegan Sun. We are so excited to be able to be producing the show with this amazing space that we're given. This venue hosts about 200 seats. It is originally the comedy show space. We will transform to our aerial and burlesque performance space for our show. We have so much to tell you and so much that's going on with this, so I might as well go ahead and get going to give you updates and the headlines of what to expect. So first and foremost, you want to note that the audition dates, and they are coming up ASAP. There is one this Friday, May 31st at 7 p.m. at the studio. I do highly suggest you dress comfortably. If you've never taken an introduction to pole class, you will be required to take that. That class starts at 8 o'clock. And then after, we'll have a meeting for about an hour and discuss the audition process. Now, since it is a process, we want you to be informed by checking out the website. The website's link is inside this clip, so feel free to check out the description of this radio show. And inside of the website's description, you can see where you can apply for the next audition if you're unable to make this one, or maybe even apply as a private and do a casting privately with one of the producers of the show if you're unable to make those dates. So check out the site for that. Now, there's so much going on, as I mentioned. We want to make sure we have proper people placed in the proper places. So there is a huge expectation with dealing as a member. First, you have a financial obligation to be a member of the troupe. That obligation can be as little as $200 all the way up to $1,000, which can be broken down into installation payments. They're not able to be taken online at the moment. We'll take them after we've accepted you in the troupe, so don't feel any pressure to do any upfront costs, because nothing costs you unless we're reinvesting your initial membership fee back into the troupe, which will go into your glam squad and, of course, all of your costumes and costuming options. The more you're required as far as your fee, most likely the more you're required to participate as a performer. And whereas you are going to obviously make more back in return. So that obligation financially you're committing to is a commitment both to yourself and a commitment to us. We offer as well opportunities for fundraising, collecting tips for our clients and our guests to buy items, and for, of course, for us to sell certain items on our Etsy website. So there's a lot of communication when it comes to building more of a financial obligation in the troupe, and I want you to definitely check out the website so you can get more information on that. We offer learning tools as well, including frequently asked questions, producers' guides of how to produce the show, because most performers also receive producer credits when they're producing their own show. So there's often communication that's necessary between the directors and the producers for how we put the show together. Of course, most students are required to understand what burlesque is, but all troupe members are required to be well informed of burlesque history. And of course, as a troupe well informed and educated, we'd be able to be a better performance troupe because we have more of an understanding of what truly the job entails. So we would expect what we give. The learning tools also include learning burns and daily activities, videos, magazines, and music options. The musical score for the entire show will be listed on our SoundCloud, but it's also listed inside of the website. So in our members only section, there is a page that solely deals with music, so you can listen to some of that, get inspired, maybe start creating, being creative from there. The application is timely, but once it's done, you're set and you're a member for at least a year. We have a minimum of 5 shows within 5 months we're producing. We can go on into a more of a committed production schedule depending on how committed the actual burlesque performers are to performing these shows, because as you see, you'll be able to build a following as a burlesque performer, and your following doesn't necessarily determine your income, but it definitely helps build more of your income through the group. And I'll show you how once you attend meetings and you become more familiar of what we have and what we offer. So the application process has, of course, the application, the initial sign-in application we have in the website. Once you're approved as through the application, you'll become a site member, which will open all the access to the site, giving you more information of how to learn daily and build more into your brand as a burlesque performer. Your contract, how to communicate with your manager, and of course the schedule and dates of all the meetings for rehearsals and anything in between. Of course, your responsibilities. There are a few itemized responsibilities that are listed. I also have in the site my curriculum as I teach and as I build into each student. I want you to know what to expect and what you possibly have missed so you're able to have access to go back to the information or maybe obtain it when you're listening live, like for instance to this radio show here. You'll be able to know we have a date for casting specifically for the projector opening reel. And in that reel, we will teach the audience the rules and how to behave at our show. Now, since it's being filmed in multiple locations, it's already pre-announced inside of the teacher's curriculum of what's being done. So I make it really easy to follow along and be able to understand what's expected of you. And of course, keep you informed by keeping you a few steps ahead by letting you know what I intend on doing for future. So of course, those responsibilities include your service community-wise, the performances that we offer, showcasing and being able to sell this show and its performance to other venues, and of course, busking and giving out handouts and free tickets to our show so we can build more of an audience following. Since we have such an amazing venue space, building the space will be the toughest, but since it's a huge casino and possibly one of the largest casinos in the world, being a resident show and the only resident show gives us an opportunity to really utilize the access of the casino and of their guests. So we'll have at least 3 constant busking showgirls constantly sharing and giving out handouts, giving information, talking to guests, and building that customer experience. And you might not necessarily be a performer in the show, but as an ambassador to the show, you will still receive the same benefits as the girls do. So as we start to build more into the show, you'll see how it all benefits everyone financially because we have an amazing pool to be able to pull from versus being able to actually get a paycheck comparatively for the work that we're doing. So the responsibilities will be explained more by your manager during these meetings, and these meetings are often both recorded and either live streamed or conference for the benefit of those who may not be able to travel. So we use resources like Instagram, Facebook, and the website for most of the communication. And of course, when you fill out your information, we have your email and your phone number, so you'll most likely receive text messaging and email notifications and newsletters from the group as well. So you'll be given lots of information of what to expect and what we are going to do and what we have planned and coming up for our show. So I want to give you more of what to expect from our show so you can understand how we break this down. So we know the rules, first and foremost, for the audience. They're never able to get on stage unless we invite them. And there's only two opportunities in our show that we invite guests. That includes the satellite stages we'll have posted on the sides where we'll have other dancers performing during the show. But no guests are allowed whatsoever on any of our apparatus or on our stage without our complete invitation. The audience is expected to cheer loud and boisterous, so we keep them energized and we keep them excited. There are about 3 to 5 different skits and mid-programs within the burlesque show that invite the audience participation. So we will have, as I mentioned, 3 to 5 different non-performers that are also expected to be at the meetings and at the rehearsals, but we're going to utilize their talents in other ways when it comes to building that audience participation. The audience are not allowed to heckle whatsoever, and if by any means anyone feels uncomfortable, we have a good amount of security in the casino that will easily escort any boisterous heckling guests out of the facility. So don't worry about that. We will encourage all of the guests to dress up and look nice when they attend our show. And that's mostly because we do not allow photography or videography during the show, but we will have an amazing, huge banner where they will be able to take photos with us before and after the show. And solely we want them to have nice memories, and we want to be able to capture those as well for our own publications and our own media sources. So it's nice to encourage our guests to dress up by making sure we keep that classy appeal always up front and high standard. So consider yourself Vegas-style showgirls, but at the top echelon, since there are zero others in the whole Northeast that meet the standard other than possibly New England Patriots cheerleader. So we also want all audience members to know to play nice, return all items. So anything that does get stripped off, we have stage handlers that will retrieve all items, and we'll make sure we itemize and make sure everything is returned back. So keep eyes out. If you end up becoming one of the handlers or the pole cleaners as additional security for just specific items of clothing, because lots of audience members will think keeping a momentous souvenir like a nipple pasty would be something nice and cool to have, but most likely it's essential part of the costume and you paid for it in your annual membership for your costume anyway, so you might as well make sure you get all your items returned. As I mentioned, no pictures or filming during the show whatsoever, and no audience member are allowed, including your boyfriends or your children or your best friend or your parents, are allowed backstage until we really build a show that has much of a real following, is fairly tight, and with the production of this size and costume changes and there's just so much going on consecutively. There will be literally zero space. So we don't want things to go missing and the show to be interrupted by non-wanted guests. And that means anyone who is not in the show is unwanted behind the scenes. So I'll break down all of the show, and then I will post up the full playlist, and you will get an idea of what the show will feel like, and then maybe start giving me some ideas when you come to the audition or even by the first meeting of what you'd like to do for a solo if you're interested in becoming one of the principal performers. So our first opening number, and this is all cast, we will be doing an homage to the Pussycat Dolls, to the song When I Grow Up. So the theme of the first opening scene is very feminine, very girly. Even our boylesque performers are in that childlike juvenile state where we're really building our dreamlike, fairy-like world of fantasy and fun of what we want to do when we grow up. And it's most likely not become an accountant or become a doctor or a lawyer. It is something extremely fantastical. So we're selling as an opening act the first imaginarial thing that we would have thought of as a child, which would have been, when I grow up, I want to be a ... fill in the blank. The second piece in the show will be between three different performers and three of their very own operational marionette puppets. Now, if you do not know how to operate one, then you might not be perfect for this position in this show. But the show's piece is called None of Your Business, and the song is by Salt and Peppa. And it's a lip-sync puppet show featuring nuns. The third installation in the show will be a solo, total lip-sync, female voice, very, very, very deep jazz, ultra-neo-original burlesque. This is a lip sync striptease, and when you just lip sync and sing, you sing your heart out, or you lip sync your heart out while you're sexily disrobing. And the song on the bill is This Is a Man's World by James Brown, but a rendition done by a female singing artist who is unknown. Fourth installation is a hip-hop song by hip-hop entertainer Edamame. This is a group piece. This is a fringy, Vegas, twerky, voguey style performance piece. And since it's a group piece, up to four members can perform in this piece. The song is called Spend Money by Edamame. There will be an intermission, which will be several throughout the show. Some will be skits, some will be a raffle, some will be audience participation. But the way we produce the show is really based on the performers and who's in each of the skits, so we don't get spread too thin and too close when it comes to costume changes and end up with the same performer in back-to-back performance pieces. That will be really, really tough. Okay, our first chair dance will be the next installation piece. It's a song called Sexy by performance artist Tank. I'm not sure how much of a singer he is anymore, but he does an amazing array of R&B style, sexy style music. So this is a chair dance, two-pole, a two-lyre performance. It depends if we're equipped with the two layers. We may end up with tandem pieces done on one part. So two people on poles, two people on layers, but two chairs and two different performance artists. So still six people in this group shot. The next group shot is a song called Strip Club Part 2 by artist Rico Love. It is floor dance and pole. There is a skit in the midst of this performance piece, which allows flashcards to pop up and members of the burlesque troupe to sashay across the stage, showcasing these flashcards of some sort. But we'll discuss it based on how we produce the show, and then we'll involve, obviously, our stagehands to be able to build these pieces for us. So look forward to some sleepless nights of cardboards and glue guns. The next installation is a trio, so it should get plenty breaks. We might end up with maybe a solo here and there between before trio, since we've done two groups back-to-back. But this one is a Iggy Azalea song called Pussy. It is very, very, very hardcore. We have flashing light bras, blinking light panties, really tall shoes, high toe ponytails, sunglasses, very, very raw Miami. So I'm considering maybe a floor and chair installation with this, but definitely just dance, not necessarily any aerials with this trio. The next installation is a skit or comedy bit. I highly suggest a trio backup singer portion of this theater skit, where you can just lip sync like Supremes in the background while there's a skit comedy bit going on in the foreground of this. And it's a song by Lunch Money Lewis as a mashup with with Destiny's Child, Bills. It's called I Got Bills. So you'll hear that in the playlist as well. The next will be a solo. I highly suggest it's a song called Stripper Love. And this one I would suggest to someone who would be really good at bringing floor to couch work, kind of interpreting that central style dance. And the song is by an artist named Shorty Shorty. Once again, the song is called Stripper Love, and it's a solo piece. The next solo piece is another mashup. It's by Bastille. It's very pole, very sexy, very dramatic, but it's sort of comedic. It's a remake of TLC's No Scrub, and as I mentioned, it's a solo, so it really has to be interpreted properly. The next piece is an instrumental body part piece. This one, everyone is assumed to be in the nude. However, there are certain body parts that are being illuminated or highlighted, if you will, to project musical instruments. So those musical instruments are what you're playing on your body part. So there'll be six pieces of the musical piece, then the conductor, that are the sexy human instruments. And the song is by Donna Summers. It's called Love to Love You. And it's not the full extension of this full extended version. It's a half of a version because it's only an instrumental. The next installation is a four-part, very Harajuku Japanese lip-sync, handsy, fun outfits. It's by a group called Sistar. The song's called Touch My Body. If you know Japanese, or if you have an easy time being able to memorize song lyrics and are able to lip sync, then you should apply for this part, because this is a four-piece part that requires you to lip sync in Japanese. And as I mentioned, the costumes are Harajuku, very stylish, handsy, burlesque, and right in your face. We have our next audience participation piece, which incorporates a piece of the show and then, of course, a piece of the audience. And we'll need a few people to give handouts during this time as we do costume changes and prepare for our next intermission for the next part of the show. Then we introduce an ode to SpongeBob. The musical is by, I'm not sure, but the song is called 10 Freaky Girls. And it's more fun, sexy, Vogue pose, and really more of a, like a riot. So that is, I mean, I'm not going to say it takes zero talent to perform in this piece, but you just have to have a lot of attitude and make it really, really fun to be able to perform in this piece. There's several others, and I want to make sure we get to it during the meeting, so I don't want to take any more of this radio's precious time by adding more and more to your brain, but I want you to know that there are 22 pieces for the full show, including solo acts and group acts, plus I have several skits, comedy, maybe, I'm not sure about magic. Magic kind of takes a very special talent, and I'm not quite sure where we can go with that. But I know for a fact that if you are a go-go dancer, if you have an ability to improv, if you have the ability to do more of a contemporary style dramatic dance, if you like to dress up, if you like to bejewel things, to bedazzle things, if you're up to cutting cardboard and creating costumes or being a part of the group by any means necessary, please just come by the studio. We have most likely a spot for you if you have the availability. It's going to be an amazing show. I'd rather do it with you than without you, because if you have an amazing energy about yourself, then I'm sure all of your supporters will have an amazing energy about themselves as well, and they'll come at least check out the show we've been working so hard at. So with all this said, the audition's coming up this Friday. It's at 7 p.m., 78 Hillman Street, Springfield, Mass. That's right downtown, right around the corner from Dwight Street, right upstairs from the Center Stage Club, but we are on the other side. The studio will be open nice and early, so if you did decide to come by early to discuss anything with any manager or any producer of the show, feel free to do so. There will be a class given at 8 p.m., so be prepared to take that. It is an introduction to pole. So if you've never taken a pole class, we expect you to at least know the dynamics. So then by the time we are casting certain parts, even if it's dancing go-go, we know what level you're at to put you in the right spot and to make sure this show is produced properly and no one feels overwhelmed by the responsibilities that they're given. I really want you to enjoy being a part of something amazing and being able to say, yes, I was at the inception of something so awesome done with Miss Hollywood. However, it takes not only me and you, it takes the word of our mouths and spreading it to others to let them know about the show and let them know that it's coming and let them know, of course, that this is the only show of its kind in New England, right here at your local casino, Mohegan Sun. So starting July 12th, look forward to checking us out at Comics Roadhouse in Mohegan Sun. That's Uncasville, Connecticut, right on the shore. We'll be at the beach, mostly with our poles. We'll be at the casino handing out information about our shows and, of course, at the studio, giving you different classes and offering parties and all of the above. But it's going to be an amazing, amazing summer. So if your pole studios are closing down and you're looking for work, or if you just don't find that the clubs are just as appealing as they used to be and you might want to try something different, give burlesque a try. You'll not only learn something amazing and be able to transfer this beautiful skill and art to maybe a grander stage, maybe even go to Vegas with it. You never know. But starting here, right here in local, being a part of it, you can say you had the behind-the-scenes knowledge of producing a show and performing and starring. So I want you if you want me, and that's how I'll leave it there. So with all this said, check out the website, check out the links in this description of this episode, and I look forward to seeing you or listening to you or speaking to you in my next show. the Hill Skills and Thrill Show. Once again, this is your girl, Hollywood of Hartford, giving you the best that I can, even if it's all that I can. Until next time, chowder.